T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sean Burstyn. Sean is the attorney for Antonio Brown. He's part of this Real Sports situation tonight on HBO. Just full disclosure, part of tonight's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel is a long feature on sports gambling that I was asked to be a part of that I declined to be a part of. And I'll just bring it up because I know people have reached out to me saying, you know, that's scheduled for tonight, the Antonio Brown stuff. I don't know what it's kicking off the show, but that is scheduled for tonight. In any event, Sean joins us now. Sean, it's Craig Carton and Evan Roberts in New York City. Thank you for the time today. How are you?
Good, Craig. Thanks very much for having us. You know, happy to talk about what happened to Antonio, what the Bucs did to him, and you know, provide some context, because I think a lot of it got missed in the knee-jerk reaction.
That's fair. So let me ask, based on the clips that we've seen, which is all I have to go by, you guys referenced that on two different occasions, Tampa Bay's general manager sent Antonio some type of letter in which the claim is that they wanted him to go to an inpatient mental health facility and were willing to give him $200,000 to do that. Is that accurate?
It wasn't a letter. It was actually kind of hastily put together. I think they were in damage control mode. They were texting us that this was a mental health issue, and in the same text chain, they actually acknowledge that what happened was Bruce Arians told Antonio to get off because his ankle was hurt. And you know, you'll see more in the show, but right, what they've already put out is Antonio's revelation that they were on the phone with us multiple times and said that this was a mental health story. It was actually a physical health story. And the premise was, you can, you know, collect your checks, but you've got to sit on the bench and go get, you know, some undescribed form of mental health treatment when this had nothing, whatever you want to believe.
So let me just stop you there. So it wasn't that, because it's very important that we make sure this is clear. You and Antonio are not suggesting they were offering him some payment to go to a mental health facility of some kind. They were willing to continue to pay him his salary and go to a mental health facility, correct?
I think you just said the same thing, right? They conditioned his right to be on that team. He had done nothing here. He'd been thrown off the field,
right?
And they conditioned his contract right on getting mental health treatment and not spinning what was actually the truth, which was that they fired him because he wasn't willing to play while injured.
So, well, but before he was thrown off the field, wasn't he, because this is a report that came out from that game, wasn't he complaining that he wasn't getting enough targets? Didn't that happen at halftime where he was screaming and yelling and teammates had to calm him down?
Yeah, Bruce Arians put that out. Bruce Arians also said that.
So that's not true.
What's not true?
He wasn't complaining and screaming and yelling at halftime that he wasn't being targeted enough?
I don't believe that that's accurate, that the characterizations of that are accurate, right? I wasn't in there. I don't have tapes. You know, Antonio said to me that what he was complaining about was exactly what the GM texted us, saying Antonio was complaining about the ankle. And then Bruce Arians says the opposite and starts saying, no, he was complaining about not getting enough targets. So we have text messages from the GM saying he spoke to Arians that night, and Aaron said it was about the ankle. And then once that, we started indicating, hey, guys, if you don't stop spinning this and saying it's a mental health story, we might just start telling the truth. Then they doubled down and said it was about Target. So it's a total red herring, inconsistent with the text messages that they sent us. And so, further, I don't really think
Yeah. And they were talking to Sean Burstyn, who's Antonio Brown's a lawyer and comes from one of the most reputable firms in the world, Skadden Arps. So I certainly respect your background as a lawyer in this regard. That's easily proved or disproved. Like, there'll be 52 other guys in the locker room that'll tell you he did this or he did that. So I'm going to put that to the side because that'll come out when if this gets to that level where the other players in the locker room will say that it happened this way or that way. And then for me, that part of the case will go away. But, you know, Brian Gumbel asked him a question that was interesting to me, and that is a number of people, not just this particular situation in Tampa, think that Antonio needs some type of professional help when it comes to a serious problem that people have, which is mental illness. You guys disagree with that? You guys say that's BS, or what's the stance on that?
You know, I think Antonio Brown is all for the positivity and love people were showing him. The concern is that it was totally misplaced, misdirected, and engineered by the team as a cover-up for firing the guy because he had an ankle injury. So the issue is, the more we talk about, people started talking again about Antonio Brown's mental health after the team told us that it was a mental health issue and we shouldn't counter their narrative. So the issue is, it's very nice, but it's also condescending, and it's a disservice when people actually do suffer mental health issues for them to now be misusing it when it had nothing to do with mental health.
But you understand why football fans feel.
You
understand why football fans look at him from afar and actually worry about him based on actions from the past, whether it was with the Raiders, whether how quickly things ended with the Patriots, whether it's him releasing text messages that he did from Bruce Arians and Alex Guerrero. Like, from afar, I think fans look at him and say, wow, I think he's got mental health issues. You worry about him. Like, can you see why that perspective is out there?
I will, as a good lawyer, I will answer your question with another question.
Okay.
Yes. Would those fans jump to CTE and to mental health if the Bucks just came clean?
I think they would.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why, because I say this as a guy who's dealt with it, so I have maybe a greater sensitivity than a lot of people do to mental health issues. You know, Antonio Brown's, obviously we all know he's been in a lot of trouble. He's done some really dumb and bad things over the course of the last 5 or 6 years that aren't up for debate. And I think that there becomes a track record of behavior that isn't normal, where people then question, hey, is there something going on? And they don't mean it in an offensive manner. They mean it because there are people, I'm sure you've met them and talked to some of them, that truly care about him, that think that there's something going on that might be out of his control. So I don't think
Hey, that's fine and fair. I mean, I disagree with some of your characterization, but that's why I said all the love and positivity and concern, that's all well received. The concern on our side is when it's amplified by people saying that I have no idea what happened and he needs mental health help. It was engineered. It was premeditated.
But, Sean, he ripped off his clothes and ran off the field. Like, that happened.
Because he was told to get the
come on. He's not 9 years old. Is that a rational reaction to being fired?
He wasn't fired. He was told, if you don't play through a debilitating injury that precludes him from playing in the manner that he's expected to play, and if you don't play while causing yourself further harm, then get the F out of here. You're off the team. And he says, then I'm not wearing your logo anymore. I don't know. I mean, I've never, fortunately, been fired from a job, but
right.
I've certainly never been asked to work through physical pain by a team that shoots me up with painkillers.
Well, so, unfortunately, that's the NFL. That's not unique to him, though. Toradol's on every sideline of every football game in America.
You know, also, with all due respect,
usually they don't go further, and when the Toradol wears off, they keep hurting yourself or get the F out of here. So you say he's not a 9-year-old. They shouldn't treat him like a kid. Antonio takes tough hits. And when he says, I can't keep staying out there because I'm really suffering, and I'm really
The problem is, I just don't think he has a lot of credibility. I mean, based on his history, based on what we've seen in the past, based on a fake vaccine card that he used, based on what happened with the Raiders, based on his ending in Pittsburgh, based on all of that. Like, if everything you're saying is true, of course I have compassion for him. I feel bad. I just don't believe it. I don't know how you believe him. I mean, somehow you do. I don't.
Well, it certainly helps that I'm sitting on text messages from the general manager saying that he asked Bruce Arians, and Bruce Arians said Antonio was complaining about his ankle. So I know you haven't seen those,
right.
But I've got them, and you know, all in due time.
So
and
what's the spin
about Target? I mean, I don't know that. First of all, I don't know that any wide receiver has ever not complained about getting enough targets. I mean, that's literally their job. B, it's unrelated, right, to the cause of throwing him off the field, which they they say was he complained about his ankle. So
it would contradict the story if Antonio Brown at halftime is saying, target me more, target me more, target me more, and then it's like, man, I shouldn't have played, I was too hurt. Doesn't that contradict that whole story if that really happened?
No, I don't think it does at all, because a guy who's upset about getting more targets stays in the field. I want the ball more, therefore I'm not going to play any more football. I mean, that's the narrative that they've got to put up with. And second, if the guy, just to play devil's advocate, just to hear you out, mm-hmm. You're on the other side of this, and I'm happy to have a open conversation with you and answer tough questions. It's all fair game, okay? Both stories could be true. Right. Antonio could be suffering through pain and say, I'm not even contributing. I can't play safely. I can't play 100%. And I'm not getting the ball. And I'm doing further damage to my ankle. I need to sit a couple plays. One doesn't contradict the other.
No, it doesn't. They can be mutually exclusive. I think Evan's right, though. It's highly unlikely that a guy is going to be complaining to get the ball more and then all of a sudden claim I couldn't play because of an injury. So for me, I mean, obviously he hired you. You're not.
I don't get that point. Especially, I don't get. I think a guy who's out there suffering, texting his coach days before the game about his ankle injury, saying I will do my best for the team.
Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate, could say, I'm not producing anything for the team, and I'm suffering.
Well,
I'm
like I said, I think that's the easiest part. That to me, that's the easiest part of all this, because there's going to be 52 guys and 10 other adults in the room. That'll testify if it gets out of exactly what they heard or didn't hear. So that to me is not even the issue.
It also happens to be immaterial. It also happens to be immaterial.
But immaterial what? So what's the end goal? I'm trying to figure out, you know, what goal is.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think you know, we saw Bruce Arians a week or two ago slap a player on the head. And I'm not saying that player was physically injured, but I am saying, right, you said, Is that the way to react, right? Is that the way your employer should be treating you?
Of course not.
Okay. So let's go now to Antonio Brown, who you may think is a less sympathetic person, right? I defend pro bono or prosecute a prison's pro bono on behalf of inmates sometimes, and I don't think of them as being any less deserving of physical safety. So let's go to Antonio Brown, who you may think is an unsympathetic person, and ask yourself, is this a big story that they threw out a guy who a tough player who wasn't willing to play through an injury? I think it is. I think there's cause for reform. He has rights under the collective bargaining agreement that we're reviewing and intend to pursue. And another aspect of this is the cover up, is the mental health cover up, and spinning this as the guy's not willing to play football. And that's not true, and that's not what happened. And
so when it comes down to it, though, it's not like he, it's a privilege to play. It's not a right to play, for sure. And we're talking about towards the end of the season now. So if they paid him for the last 2 weeks of the regular season, what damages have been done to Antonio Brown?
You'll see that 10 p.m., Brian Gumbel, HBO.
Oh, you're promoting HBO now?
No.
The end game here is that Antonio Brown is going to say he wants to continue his career, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' actions have now damaged his ability to get a job.
Are you looking for a job at law firm in Miami.
Well, yeah, the good news
is Lamar Jackson responded to an Instagram post, like, all excited about Antonio Brown possibly coming to Baltimore. So it sounds like he may be able to get another job. So Bruce Arians didn't do too much damage then to him, that someone will employ him next year because he's still good at football.
If I could convert every time someone tagged me on Instagram into a $20 million contract, I'd be doing all right.
Let me ask
you
this.
So let's see. You know, if you want to put the guarantee on that deal, I'll take it.
You're in a different spot because, listen, you're paid to represent Antonio for his best interests, and I respect that. That being said, you know, there's a lot of times lawyers will advise their clients that the best thing for you to do is zip your lip and just, you know, lay low. You know, the more attention you bring toward yourself in this moment in time is not necessarily a good thing, whether you think your client's right or wrong. And I wonder if you feel that way, that after this HBO thing, the best thing for Antonio is to just disappear for a couple months.
Oh, well, that's not Antonio. Antonio is a, you know, he's a guy, he's out there, right? He's an interesting guy. He's a great guy to be around. And on this, on some of the, you know, the press that he has done, you know, we talk and he says, Sean, I don't have to worry about anything. I'm going to tell the truth. You know, obviously if it's a criminal defense case, your lawyers treat that very differently. But Antonio was maligned in the press. I'm not saying by bad actors in the press, but the press did put out, the messaging that the Bucks put out there. And Antonio doesn't really have anyone other than Antonio Brown to counter that narrative. So I respect, appreciate, and support him. But Antonio Brown is his best advocate on what happened January 2nd at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's the reason I asked our producers to put you on today, because Evan and I only have one side of it. We only have what's being put out there. We're not investigative reporters. I'm not inside the Tampa Bay locker room, nor was I at MetLife Stadium. So I've been trying to figure out what the other side of it is. I think we have it figured out. But like I said, you know, that either he'll be proven to be telling the truth and the truth will set you free, or we'll see that he was lying about it. And then, you know, everyone can make the decision based on that. My final question for you is, did you talk to him about what it was like sitting in that room with Floyd Mayweather, Madonna, Kanye West, and Kanye's girlfriend listening to that rap song? Because I'm mesmerized by that video.
I'm going to ask you one question.
Yes.
But I'm going to give you the answer. Let me ask you a question, though. The answer, I said, AB, what was that like? He said, booming. So that's basically it. Look, Antonio really, really appreciates that there are people who've you know, come out and shown him some love and heard, and we appreciate you know, taking the time to let Antonio's voice get out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, the bell's been rung and it's really hard to unring that bell. But I'm going to ask you something on this.
Yeah.
And I think it's immaterial whether one of the best wide receivers out there said, I want the ball more. I don't really see that as being, you know, a cover story of on the New York Times.
God, what's the question?
Here's the question. If you were to see, I'm not offering to give them to you, but if you were to see in black and white text messages, Bruce Arians and the GM saying Antonio complained about his ankle and then he was cut. And that's when Bruce Arians said, get the F off the field. And what precipitated that was, coach, I can't go in, my ankle hurts. How would you feel about the story?
I think if you showed it to me and I saw it my own two eyes and, you know, it all matched up that he complained about the ankle, told the coach, I can't go, the ankle's busted, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, get off the field because you can't go in that regard. I would feel differently about it. I wouldn't, you know, obviously condone taking your shirt off and all that crap, but I would feel differently about the story, yes.
I'll ask you and your listeners to keep an open mind. This is going to take a while for everything to come out to light.
Let me ask you this. I apologize for saying the last one was the last question, but I do like the fact that just as a normal guy, you had to ask him what it was like in that room with Madonna and Kanye. I appreciate your honesty on that. You know, NFL.
Well, yeah. It wasn't, Antonio's got a lot of interesting stuff going on.
No doubt. Madonna. And,
All
right, so here's the question.
First and foremost, I'll leave you with something.
Before you do that, it's an important question, I think. The NFL, over the last 15 years, has dealt with the reality that players do have CTE and do have, situations with their brains. It's a real thing. At any point in your discussions with Antonio, has he expressed a concern about, all the hits he's taken in his lifetime and the possible impact it may have had on him?
The answer to that specific question is no, but I Antonio acknowledges, he's under immense pressure, immense scrutiny, because of who he is. And this last episode with how the Bucks handled him really only adds to that. People did jump to CTE. To the extent your listeners are not doctors, they can't be diagnosing them. And to the extent any of your listeners are doctors, then they'll know you can't diagnose that except through an autopsy after someone passes away. But the question about does Antonio have CTE because of all these hard hits actually is relevant for one really important reason. The guy takes so many hard hits that when he says, "Coach, I can't play right now because I'm hurt," he's legit. He's not a softie.
Well, we'll watch it tonight, and we'll certainly bring you back on if it warrants it. I interrupted you there. I apologize after the Madonna thing. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that Antonio was traveling around a bit, doing some work, and I'll just say, he came back shortly after that, even though he had his hands obviously full with everything he was doing after the game. He did come back home to Tampa and said, "Sean, I miss my kids. I want to get back to my kids." He's a proud father of six kids. Yesterday was back with his kids, drove him to school, and there's just so many sides of Antonio that people don't see, and I'm privileged to see him. Great, funny, cool guy. Really, really dedicated father. In due time, right, everything will come out, and I think a lot on Antonio has come out, and the full story is going to get out there, and people can judge for themselves.
Well, as it plays itself out, we'll bring you back on, and of course, at any point you want to make him available, we'd certainly talk to him as well. I appreciate you coming on short notice, and we'll check it out on HBO tonight. Thank you for the time, Sean.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.